You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's Friday, and we're taking a look back at the week. So here we are, another Friday in our virus summer. The economy is stressed. Consumers are too. Big companies are making money. Small ones kind of not. And really, nobody knows how this is going to turn out. Neither do we, of course, but we can make some educated guesses. Gina Smilek is at the New York Times. Sudeep Reddy is at Politico. Hey, you two.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
So, Sudeep, let me start with you and this quote from Mitch McConnell, Republican of Kentucky, the Senate Majority Leader. He said today, speaking of the next economic rescue package, he said, "We hope to have something passed by the end of the next few weeks." Do you suppose he knows that things expire like in 2-3 days?
He does know. Mitch McConnell is a smart man. He does know these things. But the fact that he is that open about the fact that it could take weeks should be concerning, because he recognizes the fault lines within his party and obviously across Congress about what this moment means. Are we in a moment like we were in March, where things are that bad and they need to act quickly? Or are we in a recovery period? Mitch McConnell has compared this to needing physical therapy for the economy rather than life support. A lot of economists would disagree with that at this moment, and we're going to find out how bad it gets if they don't come forward.
One imagines, Gina Smilek, that the bet that Republicans were making, right, because we've known these expirations were coming in extra unemployment insurance and eviction moratoriums and those things. We've known they're coming for quite a while. One imagines the bets they were making were the economy's going to be better, and so we're going to have some time.
Right, right. And I think there was this bright moment where it looked like that might be possible back when we were making these early decisions, because, you know, the virus was improving. It was waning for a while, and you know, it seemed like maybe the economy was going to reopen without incident. I think they kind of bet the whole house on that. And now we're really seeing a situation where the virus is resurging. Many people are still out of work. We've got the worst unemployment rate since World War II. And a lot of people are going to be left out in the cold without substantial help from the government, because this is going to take too long to get through.
Sudeep, just real quick on this, and then I want to move on to a couple of other things. A two-part question. Number one, is there any doubt that there's a new package that comes? And number two, who's it going to be closer to, the Republicans' $1 trillion or the Democrats in the House and their $3.5 trillion?
This, I think, largely depends on whether anybody in Congress or enough people in Congress remember the debt ceiling or remember the fiscal cliff or remember TARP. Because if they remember those moments, then they will know that markets will respond when they're not getting enough government aid to support the economy. And so part of this depends on whether markets panic before or after lawmakers act. My gut is that lawmakers are going to take their time, markets will panic, and then things will end up a lot closer to where the Democrats are than where the Republicans are, because when you see markets dropping, a lot of Republicans start paying attention very quickly.
We will consider that a timestamp right here. We've got it on tape, too. Gina, let me turn to the Federal Reserve and a woman by the name of Judy Shelton, a not uncontroversial nominee who passed the Senate Banking Committee this week. She will go for a full vote in the Senate whenever that gets scheduled. If she passes, it'll be along party lines. She is controversial for a couple of reasons. Remind us what those are, and then the ramifications of that for monetary policy.
Right. So she is controversial for a few big reasons. Probably the largest is that she has been a lifelong supporter of the gold standard. She would say it's not the traditional gold standard that you are thinking of. She sort of has an idea for how to revamp the gold standard. But at the end of the day, she's a hard money fan. So that's very controversial, because most economists, pretty much all mainstream economists, say that it would be wildly damaging to go back to anything that looks like a gold standard given the current environment and current economy and the structure. So that's A. The other thing that makes her very controversial is she has close ties to the Trump White House. She advised the 2016 campaign. She worked on the transition team. She was originally nominated to an international job by the Trump administration. And she has kind of consistently been a cheerleader for Trump's administration in the pages of the Wall Street Journal, you know, on press interviews just repeatedly mm-hmm. over time. And people are worried that she would not be an independent actor at the Fed, which is really concerning because there have been murmurs that she would be a clear heir to Jerome Powell if Trump would win re-election. And so there's this real possibility that she could be nominated as Fed chair. And if she's not independent and she's nominated as Fed chair, then, you know, we have all kinds of problems.
Okay, Sudeep, China. Lots of back and forth on consulate closures, many not kind words being spoken by both sides. How worried ought one be about the decoupling of these two largest economies in the world?
This seems like a series of powerful forces that are building up under the surface of the volcano. And at some point it will erupt.
Oh, good. Oh, great. That's great.
But I don't feel like we're there yet because despite all of the chatter you have from the US and from China, the tough talk, the harsh words, they both realize that if one goes down, the other goes down as well. Both of their economies will collapse. The U.S. and the Chinese economies will tumble. Markets will tumble at the same time. That's not what anyone wants in this moment, particularly in at a time when everyone's dealing with a virus still. So I think they're just going to keep throwing as much mud at each other as they possibly can, and hope that nothing breaks in the process. But as usual, it's always a hope.
Lots of markets tumbling talk out of you today. Sudeep Reddy at Politico, Gina Smilek at the New York Times. Thanks, you two.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks.
Have a nice weekend. That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.